today is the 22nd of October.
That's right.
So, your full name?
Maria Teresa Side.
Side. And your former name?
Sultana. Maria Teresa Sultana.
Okay. And you were born?
In Malta.
In what year?
Ninth of the ninth, 36.
And what community in Malta? Whereabouts in the island?
Whereabout?
Yeah.
In Gozo, in a little village away from Malta. We have to travel by boat. Not too far, but we have to cross by the boat to get to Gozo.
And your parents' names? Your parents' names?
My mother is Carmen and my father is Louis.
And what were the circumstances on migrating out here? Do you remember much about it?
I didn't come with my mom. My father migrated first, to start first. Then he sent for my mom with the whole group of kids, with them, but not me. Because myself, at the age of 1 year old, my grandmother took me in. Because my mother were having kids every year. And my grandmother said to her, well, you can leave this girl with us. We raise her up. You're going to have more daughters, which my mother had more daughters. Anyway, and then I was brought up with my grandparents. So when my mother migrated to Australia, I didn't come with her. But 3 years after, single girls start coming to Australia to work. And I said, why shouldn't I go? I got my parents there, you know. I was silly to leave my grandparents, that they really loved me and they were happy with me. But when you're young, you are foolish, I think. Anyway, and I came up with the single girls.
So how many children were there in your family?
We were 10 of us.
And where were you? What number were you?
First one.
You were the eldest. And your grandparents took you in?
Oh, yeah. At 1 year old.
And so at what age did you decide to come to Australia?
18.
At 18. And how was that for your grandparents? How was that for your grandparents?
Oh, I think I smashed them. You know, like I said, I was silly. You'd be still young and foolish, I suppose. But I saw the young ones coming up. I said, I should go up too.
And how did you communicate with your parents? You wrote to them here in Australia? They write
write to each other, yeah.
Do you know where they settled when they first arrived?
Oh, Mount Beauty. See, in those years, my father was working at the Snowy Mountains. So the bus used to come down to Mount Beauty on a Sunday to pick them up and bring them back home on a Friday for the weekend. They come for the weekend. Anyway, and that's how they were for a while. Until, while he was doing that, he bought a block in Sydney, 5 acres in Sydney. Then when he was ready to build the garage on it, he built a big garage and he brought all the family from Mount Beauty to Sydney. Wentworthville, they used to live.
And they farmed there, did they?
Yes, farmed there, yeah.
Do you know what they farmed? Do you know what they grew?
Oh, lettuce. They used lettuce and I never used to do tomatoes, potatoes. My father was not for tomatoes. Cabbages and things like that.
Yeah, tomatoes were hard, and we'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah, then when I got married, we were into tomatoes.
So how did you get here?
Because then I got married.
But how did you get here to Australia? You get a boat?
Oh, well, on the boat.
Can you remember the journey?
Oh, the journey. I was a month on the boat, sick every day. And the name of the boat was Castel Felice. Sick. Every day. I was sick every day. Never forget that.
Vomiting.
Oh, it was Christmas time. Everybody was eating turkey and things like that. And here I am on the deck throwing from the boat. Anyway.
You must have lost a lot of weight and arrived quite weak.
I never ate properly, never.
So you arrived in Circular Quay?
No, I arrived in Mount Beauty. My father was still at Mount Beauty. And I was with them because I came 3 years after. I was with them maybe for 6 months, I think. And then we all come to Sydney. When the garage was ready on the land, we all come to Sydney, all living in one garage.
And what were you doing? For work?
Me and my sister were working. We used to go by walk to Parramatta, to Northmead, it was a carpet factory. Yeah, Northmead, I think it was. Parramatta Road. And we used to walk from Wentworthville, the end of Wentworthville, we used to walk to the factory every day.
How long was that walk? Roughly.
Oh.
How long did it take you?
More than, maybe 3/4 of an hour. We used to cross through not from the road, there was valleys in the trees. We used to cross through to make it shorter.
Was it all farming or?
No, it was bush where we used to cross from. It was just bush. But there was a track where people can pass by. And we arrived quickly on Parramatta Road.
So what year was this, roughly?
Oh, my God.
I can work it out. What was your date of birth?
9th of the 9th, 36. So I was 18.
54.
That has to be that year, yeah. Mm.
Okay. And what did you do at the factory, just briefly?
We were on the machine. That was carpet factory and blankets. And I was on the machine doing the edges of the blankets. At one stage, I was picking the material. It's nice material, and then you have to pick the odd pieces of wool on it here and there. I used to pick that. Then when that finished, I go on the machine and do the edges of the blankets.
How long were you there?
Oh, there. 6 months. 6 months, yeah.
What sort of people worked in the factory?
All Maltese. Half of them were Maltese because everybody called one another and everybody Maltese. It was a lot of Maltese in there.
Some of the names of the people, do you remember?
Oh, jeez, the names. I know my father was there then. My brother was there, my sister, myself. Oh, goodness me.
It's okay.
It's a lot. Anyway, it's a lot of... So we don't see each other anymore, we all.
Did you have reunions or anything?
No.
Just moved on. So tell me about how you met your husband and his name.
That's when my father built the garage in Sydney. The husband I met, he was living next to the garage. Next door, in another garage. So that's how we met. And it happened to be in nearly next door neighbor in Malta too. Not far from each other.
But you didn't know each other in Malta.
Oh, yes. Not to go out or anything. He used to walk every day from in front of our place to go to church or to go to shop, to the shops. Yeah. I never knew that we shifted next to people I know from my street. From my street.
It's amazing, isn't it, when you think about it?
Couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
So were there a lot of Maltese in Wentworthville?
Oh, there were a lot, yeah.
Do you remember some of the names?
Oh, goodness, because I've been away now.
Yeah, that's okay. So tell me about your husband. What was his name? What's his name?
Charles Side. When I married my husband, finished work in the factory, and I started working on the tomatoes. That's all. That was it. That started my tomato life since I got married.
So you fell in love with your husband?
That's right, yeah.
And?
We got married in 6 months' time.
Yes, well, that was quick. And where did you get married?
In Wentworthville, Mount Carmel Church.
Was it a big wedding?
No. I had to elope. My father couldn't do nothing to me. They didn't want me to marry him because in those years, when the girls go to work, we're supposed to help our parents because they were in need too. So they didn't want me to get married. Otherwise, they're going to lose my wages. So I just left. I took off. We had a little bit of party. It was done by the family of my husband. But that was it.
That's
my parents were not in the party or anything like that.
Oh, they didn't come to the wedding?
No.
That's sad, isn't it, when that
It happens? Was. It was. You know how they were. Antique, hard-headed people. And what can you do?
Just watch your hands in front of the mic because it affects the waves. Just letting you know. I've got to think about that. Because your voice gets affected. All these things. I know. Just relax. Sorry. I have to speak up. So, did you mend your relationship with your parents?
Oh, yeah, yeah. After a few years. After a few years, yeah. Because then we were living next door to each other still. Oh, God. Anyway.
Okay, so you... What happened with the tomatoes? When did that start? Here?
Oh, that's in Wentworthville.
Okay.
That's in Wentworthville, and then we wanted to buy land in Leppington because we used to hear people say, oh, there is nice land in Leppington where they can grow tomatoes and send it to Melbourne, you know. So we had only 2 acres, 4 acres between 2 brothers, and it went out for building. So by doing that, we had enough money, not enough, but enough good deposit to buy this land in here.
How long were you at Wentworthville growing tomatoes?
My eldest one was six years at Wentworthville.
Tell me about what you grew there and what sort of tomatoes did you grow and the experience of it.
In Wentworthville, that was a different tomato. And here we started to grow the China tomato.
So tell me about Wentworthville and the sort of tomatoes you grew there first.
That's Grossalis tomato.
Can you say that word again?
Grossalis tomatoes. And I think we used to do that all the time. But then we used to do a lot of other things too. Because they were two brothers together. So we used to do all sorts of things. All sorts of vegetables.
I'll just wait for that clock to stop.
Oh, I can't hear it.
So can you talk about who was the carrier? Can you remember back then or what you did, how you grew them, who you learned from? How did you learn about the tomatoes? Was it anyone?
When I married my husband, they already knew what to do. From where they pick it up, I don't know, maybe. Because we were all farmers in Malta too. All right, we grew a little bit different, but then you learn on your own. You learn as you go, you know.
So what sort of farming, just briefly, happened in Malta? What did you grow in Malta, the farms? Was it good soil there? Or?
Not everybody had good soil.
This is dry.
I was the lucky one, was grown up with my grandfather. I was raised up by them, and he had a bit of land around his house. And we had a windmill with water coming up. That was really a nice garden, but not many had that. See, most of the farmers, they have to wait for the rain. They used to know exactly when the rain is coming, and they put things in. And it really does come, the rain, when they say it. They used to watch the moon, and from the moon they know a lot. Especially, I was brought up with my grandfather. I used to follow him, and just, he go outside, look at the moon, and he can say something straight away. Oh, within 4 days' time, the weather is going to change, and it will change. With no calendar, no nothing. And always were right. Always. So those people who had water, they were very lucky. They grow everything. But people who had no water, they can't have, you know, everything really.
So how did you get the water at Wentworthville? Where did that come from?
Oh, that's from the government. We had to pay for the water. We had to pay for the water.
So what sort of the tomatoes look like that you grew in Wentworthville?
Were they... The Grossolis, it's nice and round. It's very nice. Very nice tomato. Years ago, everybody stick to that. But now there are so many varieties. I don't know which is the best, really.
So tell me about Leppington and what happened here.
Leppington, when we shifted in Leppington, when we sold Wentworthville, we bought in here, we started growing the China tomatoes. And we used to send it to the co-op in Leppington to send it to Melbourne. We started that I think we done it for 4 years or 5 years. Something happened then that they didn't send anymore to Melbourne or what anyway. And then we changed that routine. You know, we never grow China tomato anymore. We went for other things, for all sorts of things. But no China tomato. Other tomatoes, but not China tomato anymore.
Do you do on the farm?
Me? Oh, that was hard life. When we grow tomato, you have to make a big hole. So every second day, I have to water with the hose in my hand, fill up every hole, go around, and in the hot sun, I used to do it, but I got used to it. The sun never worried me at all. I never even used to wear a hat. Anyway, I used to do everything. When we grow lettuce, the lettuce grows in a thick rows. Then we have to divide it. We have to divide it, either with the chipping, and then we make it single later on. When we cut it with the chipping, we have to make it single, everything by hand. A lot of work to do on the farm. I better not think about it anymore.
How many tomatoes did you grow?
Tomatoes.
How many in a crop?
Oh, we used to have 3,000 and 3,000 coming later after each other. Crops after each other, you know. What we can catch up with, me and my husband.
And how many children did you have?
Three.
So you worked all through your pregnancy, you're always
Oh,
out.
through my pregnancy, I never walked, I ran. I remember next door neighbor, they were Yugoslavs. They'd been in Leppington before me. And I used to live in the old house. So she used to see me heavily pregnant, running up and down the stairs. And then she said to me once, "What the hell are you doing, missus?" She said to me, "You're gonna lose the baby on that stairs. You're not walking, you are jumping." And that's how I was. I never realized what I was doing because to me, pregnancy was nothing. And I used to run instead of walk. That's how I was.
So you're always running.
Always. Even like we work down the bottom of the land, it was 10 acres, and I have to come up and see the baby or feed the baby. I never walked, I ran. That was silly of me, but that's how I was. I never realized what I'm doing.
So what else did you do? You worked all the
On
time.
the farm and raise up the kids, huh?
Did you leave the property? At all, like social life?
In those years with little kids, we never used to go to clubs or anything like that. But then I had brother-in-law on the highway. We used to visit each other. One night they come to my place. The next week, one more one. The next night on his place. We used to visit each other. That was our outings. And then luckily we go to Sunday mass. Maybe I go on my own because I haven't got time to dress up the kids. I just take on my own to church.
What
I
church?
used to walk because there was no church. I used to walk to Leppington Hall. We used to have a mass in Leppington Hall. And then after that, there was an old Yugoslav lady further up, and she left 5 acres to the church. And so they built this church in Leppington, St. Mary's Church. And that's how we started. Then, when the kids were growing up, I used to send the kids by walk to the hall to mass. They used to go by walk. It's only on that road further down, not far away.
So, who are some of your neighbours over the years? What were their names?
They are not here. They used to live down there. They were Louis Atzopardi, Louis and Jane Atzopardi. So they are living near the water now, Jarvis Bay. And next to me, further up, they were Australians. They both passed away. His name was Jim Money and his wife Phyllis. They were very good neighbors. We never argued for all those years.
And what about the Yugoslav lady? What was her name?
No, not Yugoslav. Which
Oh,
one?
you said the Yugoslav lady used to say to you, "Don't run, you'll lose your baby."
Oh, yeah. That was, oh, I don't know. What's her name? God. Frances. Sorry about that. They were killed. Do you remember Parrish? Do you remember that story?
You tell me what happened.
Oh, God, how long ago? That was a frightening story. And nobody know what who killed them. The eldest couple up next door down there, they were in their 90s. They used to come to church every Sunday. I used to sit behind them always. And all of a sudden, one morning, my son was still alive. He said to me, he woke up in the night. He said to me, "Mom, I'm hearing some news." He said to me, "Mr. and Mrs. Parrish got killed last night." I said, "What are you talking about?" Yeah, he said they were killed, Mom, the eldest couple in Leppington. So we don't know what happened.
How did your son hear about it? How did your son hear about it?
Was on the radio. The radio, he had his radio on. And nobody knows how it happened. I can't.
Did they live across the road from you?
Further down across the road. My land goes in the corner and then across the road. The house got burned. Their house got burned. When the place come to be sold, the house was burned, but somebody bought it anyway. It is sold now.
So they were murdered?
They were murdered, yeah.
And how did that impact you? That must have impacted the community.
Oh, I was so petrified. Can I say these things on here?
Yeah, of course, because it's about the community. I've heard it said before.
Yeah, but can't say. You know, I don't know. I don't know nothing really.
Yeah,
but
yeah, no.
I know they went into my den to look for the weapons. You know, they tried to, but they don't know what happened anyway. I don't know.
So, what have you seen change? How was it growing up? Like, how was it out here?
To me, Leppington never changed much. Yeah. Never changed much yet. Maybe if we're going to have the railway station, later on it will, but so far, still how it is.
How did you, so you get around in the same way, you walk or you drive?
Oh, we had more buses then than now. I have not much buses now, but then every hour I have a bus going from my place to Liverpool and bring me back. It was so good. Now everybody got their own transport and the buses are very short now. So to go to Liverpool now, I don't drive to Liverpool. So I got a friend on that road. I leave my car in his place and I catch the bus from Eastwood Road. Oh, no, Ingleburn Road.
So can we just go back to your husband? Is he still alive?
No, he died 30 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. When my husband died, then we stopped the vegetables, you know, completely. So we stopped a long time ago because my boys grew up and they had their own job. You know, they didn't work on the farm at all.
So how did your husband die?
Lung cancer.
Okay.
Lung cancer.
So what did you grow to get? Can you just talk, you grew tomatoes, lettuce?
Yeah, cabbage, things like that. Cauliflower, broccoli, things like that. Squash, zucchini.
Did you enjoy the life?
Well, that probably was the life when you know.
Are you glad you came to Australia?
Oh, yeah, I never regret it, even though I worked hard. But I was always thinking that every now and then I like to go to see back home, you know. So I have been 8 times already.
That's important.
I just come 4 weeks ago. Then I got sick.
So tell me about being a single mother. You were a single mother for most of your...
Oh, yeah, for 30 years.
Tell me about...
I was all right. My daughter got married. My daughter was very lucky that her father took her up the altar 2 days after he finished up in hospital. And as if he was waiting for her to get married to take her up the altar. And that was it. 3 months after he was finished. And then I had my 2 sons with me. They stayed for a long time. The one who I got married next door, he stayed single until 33 years old. And the other one, the one who I lost that one.
How?
At the age of 40, the brain tumor. Oh, that one, he was with me until age 40. So I always had their company, you know. I always had their company. But when I lost that one, then I lost everybody because he had a place around here too, but he always live in my place most of the time. He come for meals, he bring his washing. I do the ironing for him. He used to do the lawn for me. Do things for each other, you know. He was a good boy. Oh, they both were good boys.
What are your children's names? Your children, what are their names?
My eldest son is John. The one who passed away, the second one, is Joseph. And my baby is Carmen. My daughter is Carmen.
And where did they go to school?
Leppington.
Oh, Public?
Public.
And they didn't go to Catholic schools?
When they start high school, yeah. The eldest one. The others finished up in Casula. In Casula High School.
Did he go to Patrician Brothers?
To Patrician Brothers, only one.
Because I went to St. Mary's.
Yeah? My granddaughters went to St. Mary's. My granddaughters did.
And I went to St. Therese at Sadlier.
Yeah.
So you've got quite a good, you seem to be quite a strong woman and quite a good outlook on life.
I wish I was better today, but I really feel when you can't talk properly.
It's terrible. It's no good. So
God.
That's right, you're not well today, eh?
That's right, yeah.
So what have been some of the, what's been put, like, your religion is important to you? Like, are you a religious person? Like, we're Catholics.
Yeah.
That's been an important part of your life?
Oh, yes, I go to church whenever I can. Oh, yeah, we do that, yeah, we still like that. As we were brought up, but we don't go to church as much as we go back in Malta, you know. In Malta, we go every day.
Why is that?
We were brought up that way. Especially you are on holidays in Malta. You have to fill in your time too. You know, same time, you're filling in your time and you still have plenty of time to go somewhere else.
Who was the priest that used to be? Who, can you remember some of the priests?
Oh, my goodness, the first one I can't remember. I don't think so.
It's okay.
Because they often change. And now I got a man friend, I go out with him, and I don't go to Leppington much, and they're changing, so we go to Ostrol, and then we go to the club, then probably we go to Plumpton, and we're going to finish up to another club, and I can't even remember the name of the father in here at the moment.
That's all right. Is he Maltese, your friend?
Oh, yes, Maltese, yeah. We were brought up together, on the same road, too. And he was in Australia for 40 years. We never met. And then we met in Europe.
How do these things happen?
I don't know.
What is that about?
I don't know.
It's so interesting with migration, isn't it?
It is.
Because the Croatians are the same.
Yeah.
Blato and...
And then you meet and you don't know. Yeah, it's funny.
It's like it's meant to be.
Meant to be. Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to think of some things that you can talk about in terms of the community now. And just to hear your thoughts about how Leppington, like how did you shop and things like that?
When we come here. At Wentworthville, a man used to come and take orders for our groceries, and he used to deliver it to us. Then when we shifted in here, the same man kept coming from far away, Wentworthville, Pendle. He said, yeah, I come to Leppington for the orders, well, at first. And then we've been getting orders for a long time.
What's his name?
Oh, my God. I know he was wearing one leg. He had one. Oh, Jesus, I forgot.
What nationality?
Maltese. He serves a Maltese shop over Wentworthville side. But he kept coming to Leppington. But then he gave it up. And then we bought a car by that time. And we start shopping in Liverpool in this big shop that started Tom. The name was Tom's. In Liverpool, started with a big shopping, and you can put it on the counter. You know, we started that way.
Tom's.
Tom's. It was Tom's. Yeah.
What else do you remember about Liverpool?
Oh my, Liverpool! There was nothing that time. There was really nothing.
Was it horse and cart, or were there horses and?
Oh yeah, yeah. We used to see horses around, of course, in Liverpool. Oh, yeah. It was funny when they cut off because you think you're going to keep seeing them. Then all of a sudden, the horses were gone, you know.
Talk to me about that transition. When was that? When the horses, that's interesting.
Oh, wow.
Why did they just go because of the cars?
Why they used to, they, we used to see horses in Liverpool. They were carting something.
Yes.
What they were carting?
Probably a lot of things. Probably,
probably to the shops. I don't know what they were carting, but they were always carting into Liverpool. And sometimes you don't give any notice because we are used to them. And I don't give any notice what they were delivering or anything in town. I never gave any notice, really.
You're not very observant, are you?
We were used to horses in Malta and donkeys on the street. To me, it was nothing.
That's right.
It was nothing.
What about for you, was that as running your house, you didn't have fridges back then, did you?
So... in here we had, in Wentworthville, we had an ice fridge. And many times we were together with my sister-in-law because we were two brothers and I lived with my sister-in-law. Many times the iceman will come and we're not home. He leave the ice on the outside. And when we come from Parramatta, half of the ice is melted. Oh gosh, it was funny. It was really, really funny. But anyway, we passed by. We did pass by.
And what about here? Did you get always exchange food with each other? Were you, as you grew food, did you give food to a neighbor and a neighbor?
Oh, yeah. To give to each other?
Yeah.
Oh, my husband was always like that. Whoever come, and we are packing tomatoes, no matter, not Maltese or whatever. Oh, here, I have some tomatoes with you. So there is always keep the bags there, so put some tomatoes. He gave a lot in his life. He was that type of a person.
Tell me a bit more about your husband.
He was a good husband to me anyway and to his kids. We were happy together, working hard together, you know, understood each other. We only used to fight about his heavy smoking, which it killed him. And that's what it was. He was just a heavy smoker. That's all.
And he was a generous man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, yeah.
What else would you like to say?
Gosh, I don't know. Now sometimes I lay in bed and I think of the past. How hard we worked. I said, God, help me. How I used to do it. And it used to be nothing then to me. Like I said, when I used to run instead of walk, to me it was nothing. But now when I stop and think about it, I said, God, help me. Why I did that? Why I had to run? And I, you know, maybe because we were always rushing. We have to do 100 things. You know, I don't know what made me run anyway. But I did.
Tell me a tomato story.
What can I say about a tomato story?
A bad weather or good weather or...
Ah, good weather. Because especially when we used to do the China tomato, we used to cover it with bags. Then when the time comes, we have to uncover it. And always petrified that soon as we uncover the tomatoes, the frost is going to fall again, which it did a few times. It did a few times. We had a lot of setbacks like that, you know. And we had few times too with the other tomatoes, with the hail. Few times we had two beautiful crops, you know, just ready with manure and all. All the big job was done. The hailstorm will come. We go down on the farm and there is nothing left, only a bit of stock. That's it. That was really, really hard. At one stage, my husband had to leave the farm and find the job, because it was going to be hard for us to start again. We needed the money anyway. So next door, Jim, he found him a job with the water board, and he worked with the water board, you know, for a while, until we started to plant again. So it was hard. It was hard life on the farm. Worry, a lot of worries on it. It's a lot of worries. A lot.
With the weather. With money.
But that's it, with everything.
Tell me some of those things. What are the worries? Just so we understand the realities of what it was like back then. You'd be worried about the weather?
That's about the weather mostly, especially the weather really worry us. That was the worry, really.
How was the weather?
Aye?
Tell me why the weather was.
Because if we have hail or if we have, you know, things will finish on the farm. 1 minute the farm is full, the next minute the farm is empty. And that's it's a big worry. Every time they mention hail, oh, that was hard. That was terrible. We copped it anyway a few times. We copped it. But not all the time, you know. We copped it a few times.
What about a good time when you made a bit of money?
Oh, yeah, then it comes certain, you know, certain years that you make up for it, you know. But it took us a while till we finished paying all the place, you know. But we did pay it off. We did pay it off.
And tell me about just to, how much work you had to do. Give me a sense of how much work you had to do. When you say, always so busy and did so much.
Oh my goodness, how much
work? What time would you start your day?
My day starts, when we have picking to do, my day starts at 5 o'clock in the morning. In the night, a night before we start picking, I have to polish the children's shoes, iron the shirts, because I was fussy with these things. I wanted to do the proper things. It will be 11 o'clock before I go to bed. 11 o'clock I go to bed and 5 o'clock come up. All the time going non-stop. Maybe sometimes it's a very hot day and you lay down for half an hour, you know, with a book. I grab a book only for half an hour, that's all. Because then I had washing to do by hand. I never had a washing machine until my daughter was 3 years old. So I was washing long time without a washing machine. We used to boil in the copper. We had a copper and we used to boil in it. And that's how, it's a lot of work involved. Not like when you put in the washing machine and go. It's a lot of work. And that one I used to leave it for lunchtime. For lunchtime is my washing time. That's what I used to do.
Do you have any photographs from that period?
Oh, wow.
You'll have to look for some for me.
Oh, wow.
But not today, but over the next few weeks. I want you to have a look at for some photographs that we can scan. And
I mean about the land and things,
yes,
like that?
Yes, any of the land or your husband or whatever you have. Maybe select 12.
Oh, have a look.
Have a look and see if you've got any when you grew food. That I'm very interested in the land, how it looked.
Oh, I see.
Your house, your old house.
That's, yeah, yeah.
Your history. So I'll talk to you in a few weeks. So what did you do for 30 years when you stopped farming?
Oh, I had to look for a job.
So where did you work?
I had to look next door, across the road in the carnation. I was budding the carnations.
For how long?
In the sun for 10 years. Then I worked another 10 years on the egg farm, packing eggs. Yeah, I worked everywhere. With nurse, with some people who grow Mother's Day flowers. Around Mother's Day, I go and bunch the flowers. I worked all the time.
Tell me what you did to bud carnations.
Yeah, when they grow carnation, it will come a lot of buds. So we have to take all the buds, throw it down on the floor, and leave the single one. Every plant, you have to do that.
Who did you work for, their name?
Next door, Fennec. Fennec is their name, next door.
Fennec. And what nationality are they?
Maltese. And at one stage, he leased my land, because my land was empty. So he leased my land for carnation. At one stage, all these 5 acres were all carnation.
How do you spell his name?
Fenneck. Fennec.
How old is he now?
Wow, is he 60 yet?
Oh, he's only, so they were younger farmers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, younger than me, of course, of course.
10 years is a long commitment.
Oh, yes.
And what sort of money did you earn?
Oh, that was a little money then. How much per hour? I forgot how much we used to have per hour.
So you worked there for the convenience?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So cross the road, come home, you know. If I feel tired, I say to them, I'm going home. I make another hour extra tomorrow. Or if I need to go out, I can miss one day and give him more hours the next day. I could do whatever I wanted to do, you know.
So did you enjoy that, or did you just do it, or was hard work?
It was good for me, same time, you know. I needed it, and I enjoyed it. And I was working with another woman with me. We used to play the radio in this carnation and talk together, and the time go by, and getting burned from the sun. The sun used to hit on this side all the time.
Show me the different sun. Show me the other sun.
And here is more.
Yes.
Where the sun used to hit more from the hat.
And what was her name?
Esther. She's passed away.
What was her
Italian name? Esther Bodana.
So that's lovely, isn't it? That's
When we used to work in my place, she used to come up in my place for a cup of tea lunchtime. She'll bring her sandwich, I make her cup of tea, and we used to enjoy ourselves. To us, it was something big. You know, she was like a mother to me and everything, a sister and a mother and a friend, she was.
So that was Esther Putan.
Bodana.
Bodana.
B, B-U-D.
Bodana.
Bodana.
Bodana. Okay. And how did she die?
Cancer.
And where did she live?
And in Leppington. In Leppington.
So where else did you work? You said
at the poultry farm, another Maltese up here, up the road.
What was their name?
Their name is I don't know. Paul Gallia.
Oh yeah, I know them.
You know them? Which Gallia? Because there is
John and Paul.
Yes, I work for them. Yeah.
I did a whole project about 5 years ago.
That's right. I worked for them for 10 years. I was on the packing machine. It was hard too. Very hard.
Is that the round thing?
Then my son got sick. And then that was the end. I finished working. 10 years ago, I finished working.
Did you get long service leave?
No. Not from John and Paul. Oh, same.
It's all right. We can edit that out. Don't worry about it. So was it okay working up there?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do? Describe what you did.
We had the trolley full of eggs, and they are stacks of six big cartons on each stack. I grabbed the six stacks, put it on the side of the machine, and I feed the machine one tray after another. And then you have to, a lot of eggs will be broken. I have to catch up with the broken. I have to catch up. Oh, it was hard. Now they're not doing that anymore. Now they got everything different, you know, different machines. But in those years, it was hard like that. It was that way.
How was your body?
Oh, my body was a bit aching by then. I was ready to leave. Even before my son got sick, I said to my son, no, that's it. I worked enough now and that will be it. So now after he got sick and I had to leave, I was ready to leave too, because my body had enough. I had osteoporosis now, and that's it.
So, because Jessie Kunderich or whatever she is, her name.
Who?
I've got an article on her in the paper, in the Telegraph.
Jessie
Kunderich. Kunderich.
That's not Maltese.
No. She was Croatian, but she worked in chicken.
Oh, yeah. And with her, a lot of people worked for them. They often change the people. You know, some people, they don't stay there long.
Not for Paul.
Oh, for other farm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up near her as well.
Oh, yeah.
She was close to home. She had children.
Yes.
Similar story.
Yeah.
In a way. And hard. Osteoporosis.
Oh, lifting all the time. I used to lift hard on the farm too. So, because in those years, packing tomatoes, the boxes were wooden boxes, heavy boxes, and you used to lift it up. I don't know where the strength come from, but you never think that you're going to feel it in later years. You do feel it.
How old are you now? You're
74.
Same age as my mother.
Yeah? Mm.
She turns 74 next week. So where did you work after that?
Oh no, I didn't work at all.
So you did some for Mother's Day, you'd help out and do some things.
I used to while I was doing other jobs. You know, if they call me, I just go. Wherever I can get something, I do it, you know.
So your work has been around the farming
yeah,
area?
Yeah, and around the area. I never travel out too. I don't like to drive out too much. I'm just a Leppington driver.
Is that common? That's quite, can be common, can't it? You stay in the area.
I like to try to, see, I don't like to drive to Liverpool. You know, to me, it's so congested. I love to drive just around the area, that's all.
Is there anything else you want to say?
I don't know what to say anymore.